Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee leaders say they support the latest state plan to pay for upkeep at American Family Field and to keep the Brewers in Wisconsin. Here's Nate Wegehout.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers passed the revised bill on an assembly committee yesterday. Under the bill, the state would pay $411 million on renovations for American Family Field over the next 30 years. The bill passed yesterday reduced the amount the city and county of Milwaukee would have to pay for stadium repairs. Both Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley and Mayor Cavalier Johnson say they now support the bill. It's set to go to the full assembly for a vote next week. Governor Evers says he would sign the bill if it made it to his desk. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The state assembly is passing three bills to limit the rights of transgender Wisconsinites. Two of them would regulate participation in girls and women's sports. Another would ban gender-affirming care for people under 18. Democrat Katrina Shelton says the bills like these hurt transgender kids who struggle with mental illness and thoughts of suicide.
We're talking about real lives and real pain and real suffering. And I would love, Mr. Speaker, if we could all simply agree today that we need to keep kids alive.
Republican Janelle Branchton says the bills are not about hate, but about fairness.
The physical differences at birth between boys and girls, men and women, is substantial. It's a substantial difference.
Governor Evers says he'll veto the bills if they pass the Senate. There's a new push to try to encourage more women to get screened for breast cancer when they're younger. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Eric Tegedoff reports.
About 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed in her lifetime, but survival rates are high if the cancer is caught early. Dr. Monica Wells with Kaiser Permanente says 50 is a well-known age for people to start getting screened for the cancer.
But what we're doing is we're wanting to move the needle on that and have those conversations earlier.
About 1 in 11 new breast cancer cases are diagnosed in women younger than 45. There are more than 3.8 million breast cancer survivors in the United States. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
Jews in Wisconsin say they're processing the trauma of the massacre in Israel last week. Alex Scher is a reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He also spoke with a number of Jewish college students Wednesday night.
The Jewish people in America feel largely unheard, largely lonely, and overwhelmingly, they're on autopilot.
Scher spoke with Civic Media's Todd Albaugh. The Humane Society of Southeast Wisconsin is looking for help after 50 kittens were recently removed from a home. Many of the cats have medical needs. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A 26-year-old from elderly individuals in Wisconsin. Matthew Ramos Soto is behind bars in Michigan after he and his unknown co-conspirators stole around $200,000 from elderly Wisconsin residents demanding money over the phone. They were using what is known as the grandparent scam, telling the individuals that their relative was in jail and needed money for bail. Ramos Soto then traveled throughout Wisconsin to pick up the cash in person. If convicted, he faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in federal prison. Tomorrow is the final day to sign up to hunt deer in the town of Rome. Multi-Metro Deer Management is holding a training and archery test for interested hunters on the 17th. Residents who are interested in receiving a harvested deer, contact Melissa Rhodes at 715-325-8022. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
It's the Badgers and the Hawkeyes tomorrow in Madison. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers host the Iowa Hawkeyes. Kickoff at Camp Randall, 3 o'clock, the forecasted game time. Cloudy, chance for showers, winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. The two teams battling for the Heartland Trophy. Established in 2004, a plaque with a statue of a bull. Iowa won the trophy last year. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
When I think last week, you know, we face a team that is really good at doing what they do and finding ways to give them a chance to win. And this week we're playing one that does an even better job of that.
This is Kirk Ferentz's 25th season as the Hawkeyes head coach.
You know, a big challenge with Wisconsin, the fact that you're playing a really good football team, and that's what we're looking at with Wisconsin. So obviously a new coaching staff. Coach Fickell's done a great job, very, very good on film.
NFL. On Thursday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Denver Broncos 19-8 at Arrowhead Stadium. Quarterback Russell Wilson threw for only one touchdown and two interceptions.
We had a chance, and I think we just got to play better, play cleaner. I think the best thing we can do is just keep believing. I got to play better. That starts with me, and you know, I know I'll respond the right way.
The Broncos falling to 1-5 for the season, and next host the Packers in Denver. Head coach Sean Payton.
To win in our league, you got to be better throwing the ball, especially, you know, I don't think the wind was that big of a factor.
The Packers have their bye week, no game this weekend. I asked right guard John Runyon on what was missing in back-to-back losses to the Lions and the Raiders in prime time.
We haven't really been able to run the ball pretty effectively the first two games, and I thought we showed glimpses getting the run game going up front and, you know, play passes and those explosives we're built on. That's the world we want to live in. So being able to run the ball and, you know, get the linebackers to, you know, suck up and, you know, fall for that run fake and be able to throw it over the top.
NBA, the Bucks head to LA to face the Lakers Sunday in a preseason game. Tip-off time at 6 p.m. Giannis asked how practice has been under new head coach Adrian Griffin.
From start to finish, everything is competitive.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and End Counties, Terry Johns.
Hey, good morning.
We got the band back together, Terry, and we got our good friend, Mr. Paul Trombley, joining us from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yes, good morning to you guys.
Hey.
How you doing, Paul?
Doing well. How are things on your end?
We got a little monsoon going on.
Yeah, we've been getting hit with rain pretty hard the last couple of, last 2 or 3 hours, I would say. I've been up since like 4:30, so we've been getting rain on and off since around then, I would say.
Actually, it was really nice when I got here and had to walk in. It just miraculously stopped.
Yeah, it seems
so,
to like
I mean,
you.
There's that.
Yeah, yeah. Paul, is the weather going to keep liking Terry?
I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. What do we got in store for this weekend, Paul?
Yeah, you know, still definitely a rainy end of the week here. But yeah, still more of the rain for us through the day today. A little few breaks here and there. But yeah, still looks like temperatures also going to stay pretty steady in the face of this pretty steady rainfall out there today. So not a whole lot of movement from where we are this morning throughout the day, kind of sitting in the mid-40s. Those east winds kind of making it a driving rain, too, as east winds gusted. 15 to 30 pretty consistently today. Tonight, some more rain showers and the gusty northeast winds to go along with it, 45 for the low. And then for Saturday, a couple showers still possible, mainly at first part of the day, just cloudy, and about 53 for the high tomorrow. Northeast winds, 12 to 25. 40 on Saturday night, some lingering clouds. Lingering cloud Sunday, some breaks of sun could build in as we get further into the day. 53 Sunday's high, lighter winds at that point. And then 37 Sunday night. Quiet into the next week, 52 on Monday with breaks of sun and some clouds, mid-50s, partly sunny skies Tuesday. Maybe a couple of showers coming towards Wednesday and Thursday with some upper 50s for highs. But, yeah, certainly a rainy Friday here and rain kind of lighting up here as we get more into the weekend. Just those cool, cloudy conditions overall still hanging out.
I'm glad to hear that because I declared to my children that Sunday is a mandatory outside work day. So thanks for keeping it dry.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Good looking
out. All hands on deck, man.
My oldest is getting married tomorrow, Paul, so I appreciate that too about the weather tomorrow. It should be nice. It should be decent, you know?
Yes.
Should be all right.
Yes.
Paul, I gotta
ask, this isn't any outdoor wedding for October, is it?
No, thankfully. Thankfully not. Yeah, she's smarter than I am. I probably would have done something like that, knowing me. I probably would have.
Exactly.
Paul, real quick before we let you go, are you a superstitious guy?
You know, maybe mildly.
Mm. I mean, like, are you walking under ladders?
Exactly.
I kind of avoid that.
I mean, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you in general or just on the Friday the 13th?
No, I mean, yeah, like if I see a ladder there, I'm not just walking under it.
Mm.
I don't know. See. You know what I mean? Like, don't you?
Yeah, this is.
Do you do that?
Yes.
You probably do.
I do. But that's because that's just me. I'm not I'm not saying this is a smart thing to do. I'm just saying I do. I'm just owning it.
I don't have a black cat thing. I'm fine with that, but we had black cats when we were kids, so like that's normal. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not so much for you, Paul? Just a little bit? Just a dash of it?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, when I saw it was Friday the 13th today, I was like, oh, it's Friday the 13th.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, yeah. You know,
interesting.
brings your guard up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And we are that much more prepared. At least the weather is not going to surprise us. At least that part is for sure. We appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, there's nothing about rainy days and Friday the 13th or anything.
And that it's in October. Yeah. I mean, right? Like, just all of watch out for clowns and Chucky dolls today.
All of the above. All of the above.
Oh, boy. That Chucky doll,
that's a little freaky. I'm with
just,
Paul on this
just
one.
Just beware.
Yeah. Appreciate you, sir. We'll talk again Monday.
Right. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Sounds good, you guys too.
Thanks, Paul. Best in the business right there. God, he puts up with a lot for me. Appreciate you, Paul. Thank
you so
much. I was just thinking,
you know, I don't know if it'd be more fun, like if we could actually have him in here with us. Yes. Like, would that be more fun? Or would that take out some of the element of the...
I think it would be more fun, but I also think we would make him even later for his other gigs.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
we'd never... No way we wouldn't let him go. He'd have
to stay here.
Guest for our show.
Absolutely. He really would be a band member. Get working on that triangle, Paul. We are going to get into Friday the 13th in a moment. We got to touch on that this morning. Terry and I are also going to talk a little Girl Scout cookies.
Nice.
I got some information on that to get into. There is a solar eclipse tomorrow. We got to talk about that. And we got some other fun things to get to. Like, I want to talk about a good way to boost your heart rate, a healthy way to do that, and an interesting way to do that. That's all coming up. Also, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And of course, it's a Friday. We're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. We've got, of course, a couple of weeks here before Halloween. You know me, I like themes. We're going to go with some scarier, some Halloween theme TV theme
fair.
Songs.
I don't like scary stuff.
I think you'll like these. It's a morning show, so we're going to play pretty safe,
all right.
pretty tame. I don't even think 5-year-olds will be scared by what we play, but it'll be fun. We're looking forward to that in this hour as well. That'll be after Melissa's news. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to start things off with our friend Mike Clemens. He will join us to talk a little sports. Looking forward to that. After that, we'll touch on a little bit of entertainment news. I want to talk about some local entertainment news and what's new on your what's new on your small screen this weekend. And, of course, we got some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day. All of this lined up just for you. Terry, I also want to wrap up today talking good stories of the day and talking about the United Way. We'll get to that a little bit later. For right now, it is Friday the 13th. And since it's also October, this one feels a little more macabre.
There's something, a little creepy about it.
Yeah. So here are some stats to go along with today that you can go ahead and throw out there and scare people that you know things. An estimated 17 to 21 million Americans have a fear of Friday the 13th, and it can manifest in many ways, from refusing to fly on this day to not leaving your house at all, some people.
Seriously? Oh, yeah, I don't have that.
But
here's where I most likely am. Something weird or quirky happens, then I'd be like, oh, it's Friday the 13th. You know what I mean? Like, it's after the fact that you kind of blame it on that. I don't know that I'm going into it going,
I think that is a really healthier way of approaching it. It can be fun, these kind of days. And it's kind of fun to be like, oh, wow, a black cat just passed me on Friday the 13th in October. That's kind of interesting.
To buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
I like the no people that won't fly on Friday the 13th. I mean, because there's a couple Friday the 13th every year. Like, do you just hear of, like, an abundance of planes going down on those days?
No, I've never heard of that. I have flown at least two times off the top of my head on Friday the 13th because the tickets are usually cheaper.
And wouldn't you die if, like, all of a sudden, like, the lights were, like, goofy?
They
should do it on purpose, honestly.
Just for fun.
A little bit.
What could go wrong?
Well, and if you're in the air, what can anybody do about it?
that's a fair point.
I mean, you know.
You're not really exactly going to go, complain to the chef or anything like
you
that.
You can't get to the chef, nope, so it doesn't matter.
I've always wondered this. As a carry-on item, can you bring a parachute? Does that count?
You bring a fog machine?
Oh, no.
I'm guessing not, huh?
Oh, that would be hilarious, though. And the fog machine blew up on the Spirit Airlines today.
You have it running under the seat in front of you, stow it, and it's coming up around the
back. They end up having to use that slide, and everybody coming out of the slide, there's this big steam coming.
This is so bad.
Since so many people change their plans or stay home, businesses in the U.S. lose an estimated $800 to $900 million each time there's a Friday the 13th.
Wow.
I I don't begrudge people their feelings or their you know, any quirks or any little things they have. I'm as weird as they come, so I'm not going to call anybody out. But that is borderline ridiculous to me. It's a day. It's a day.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a coincidence of the calendar, yeah. Right? Like, I mean, it's.
I was talking about this the other day. There's the wonderful Jewish proverb. There are no coincidences. But there are. I mean, there are. Let's be honest. There are. I genuinely love that feeling. And I love when certain things happen and they fall into place that you didn't plan for them to. And you're like, oh, everything happens for a reason and that. And it all feels good and stuff. It, just like you were saying about the Friday the 13th thing. It's only what you make of it and not making it too much, I think.
So on the other hand, though, if you are a firm believer and you're all in, then you know what? Stay home today.
I guess, yeah.
lock yourself in. Yes. Stay in your chair. Don't walk around because you might, you know, something might happen.
Less people
just
on the roads.
Sit tight.
I got a lot to do.
See you tomorrow.
Today. Yeah, I got a lot to do today. I don't mind there being less people on the roads. That's all right. I can get my stuff done. The maximum number of times that a Friday the 13th can occur in any given year is 3. But it's guaranteed to come up at least once a year. So at least once a year, you're going to have this happen.
So on the year when there's 3, is the third one like super bad?
Oh, you would think. Yeah, you would think. This is the second Friday the 13th of 2023. The first was in January. The next one won't be until next September. So this is the last one for a while.
Oh, he's got a whole year to wait.
Yeah, enjoy it, everybody, I guess. And one last stat about this. So Friday the 13th is a great day to avoid black cats, ladders, anything sharp, unless it's a tattoo gun, apparently. Friday the 13th has become one of the most popular days of the year to get inked. It's like Black Friday for tattoo artists.
Isn't that interesting? So however that came to be, they capitalized on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of a racket now. Like, that's smart. Good marketing.
Tattoo shops all over the country have deals. Some of them do it rapid fire, where you line up, pick from a preset menu of simple designs, and the tattoo artists fly through. That seems...
Pass.
Yeah, no way. And I've obviously, for the audience that doesn't know, I've got a level 6 or 7 tattoos. But I'm very against the idea of just getting something to get something.
Like, oh, tattoo shop, I should go in there.
Yeah. I can't think.
So if you get one on the Friday the 13th, do you think you have to get like a Jason mask or like a meat cleaver or something like that?
Yeah, they're saying that the number 13 is the most popular thing to get on this day.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't you just get barbed wire if you want?
I guess. I mean, or the Superman tattoo or I don't know.
Oh, he says with a smile.
Yeah, there's so many lame tattoos out there. So how did this happen? Most sources credit Oliver Peck, who was married to Kat Von D and a judge on Ink Show for 9 seasons. He organized a marathon tattoo session in Dallas on Friday the 13th in 95. Then in 2008, he set a record for doing 415 tattoos of the number 13 in 24 hours.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't want to be past like maybe number 10.
Nope.
Would you?
Nope. As an artist continues to work, yeah, they're changing the needle and the ink, of course, but their hand, they're not changing. Their
arm eyesight, that, yeah, their, you know what yeah. I mean? Like all of it. Like, I wouldn't want to be number 400.
Oh,
you know what their 13 looks like.
Yeah. Is that a 12?
Or it goes from like, you know, like a really intricate font, and then the last ones are getting like Times New Roman.
There are very few things that I stress this more with. Know your artist. Know your artist.
Yeah, once it's there, it's there. Artist. I mean, you can get them removed, but it's not an easy process.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a 10-minute eraser.
Images and Ink here in town, Dan and Dawn, I trust them with everything. And I would go in, and one of the things that reasons I trust them is, so I had my last stuff I had done, I had the same tattoo done on both legs, a wave, my feet are in water, blah, blah, blah. She gets one leg done. And because it's Dawn and I, and we went to high school together, the first 2 hours are basically us catching up. And then it's finally her, you know, doing the tattoo and everything. She got the first one done, and her arm was getting sore because I was like her third appointment that day. And she was like, I can probably get the other one done, but I'm like, nope, it's all right. It's okay. She was honest with me. We talked it out, and she had another appointment coming up and stuff. And
your left leg is low tide, and your leg is high tide.
Yeah, that's hilarious. talk to your artist. Know your artist.
Absolutely.
And I think that...
And you know what? Don't get in the Friday the 13th marathon.
Yeah, I feel like... Now, see, it may have been... Like, if you were the first couple people to do it, it's kind of cool. After that,
do you think you get, like, a free t-shirt or something?
Kind of lame. Yeah, it's probably. Maybe. At least you get a free t-shirt out of it. We'll take a break. We're coming back doing some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen thermometer to keep your family and colleagues safe. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies today with scattered rain showers likely. Highs around 48. Winds out of the east 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 45. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 53. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Hi, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
Oh, well. Happy birthday to you. Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Thank you.